Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How Do We Get Sick? Already in progress.
Verse 34 and 35, one more time.
His Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him.
Verse 35.
So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses.
Now stop and think about this a minute. After what she just read, and how this story went, if you were living in unforgiveness towards someone and you were turned over by the Lord to your tormentors, he, if you remember back up there in the scripture when we were up there about 27 or 28, not only was this man that owed this debt turned over to the tormentors and had to be sold for payment, who else had to be sold for payment? His wife. And children.
And his possessions.
And all of his possessions. That's pretty costly, isn't it? So then you wonder why some people that are Christians in church are doing fine for all these years, and then all of a sudden they got all kinds of money. You know, they had a real successful business and a good business partner or whatever. And then one day they get into some kind of bitterness toward that business partner, or it could be toward their wife, or it could be toward anybody. But they got into some kind of bitterness, and they didn't forgive. And all of a sudden, their business began to fail. As their business fell, they still didn't see it. They didn't do anything. And then maybe they had three or four or five children, and maybe God, somebody's going to really not like what I'm going to say, but God took one of your children in death. Somebody says, God would never do that. Yes, he will. If you read this book, you will find out here that this at this particular instance, whenever the people don't forgive, not only is that man going to suffer, and we don't know how he's going to do this. We don't know how God is going to do it. We don't know if he's going to, but that's just like all these children that you hear me talk about here. There's so many of these children that we get healed around here. We have to find the parent's sin. In fact, Cheryl and I had a beautiful praise report just this last week from a couple that came here. They had two kids. Both of them were sick and afflicted. And they came here and found out that the children were sick because of their sin. And they repented of their sin. And we prayed for that couple and prayed for those kids. And I think one of them had, what was it?
One had eczema, the youngest.
Eczema, yeah. One of them had eczema. Older one had eczema. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the one child, the girl, the woman said, mother, she said, I'd have to go to school. They'd call me from school. I'd have to go to school to get the child because the child would go crazy. He's jumping, he's angry, he's beating his head on the floor, you know, on his desk and everything else, and they couldn't control the child. These bitter and anger rages. So they just called the mother and said, you got to come get this child. This child's uncontrollable. So they went to all kinds of doctors and done everything. The doctors could not figure out what was wrong. Then they heard about our ministry. And so they called us, and they wanted to come to a healing school. And so they come to a healing school, and I explained to this couple that their bitterness and unforgiveness toward each other was what was allowing the tormentor to do what he was doing to their children. Do you see this in the scripture?
Yes.
That if you get into angerness and bitterness, your children can be turned over to the devil by God himself. And that child has a tormenting spirit. And so the child, they can't get the child healed. And so whenever they come to the healing school and found out that it was their sin that was causing the child to be sick and bitter, and the other one, the eczema, had it was their sin with that one too. They got right with God. They repented of their sins. They confessed their sins to the Father in Jesus' name. They claimed the redemption from the curse. And then we cast out the demons. They said they brought the little one that had the eczema right here. And the day that Cheryl and I laid hands on that little child and prayed and commanded that eczema to go away, they said that eczema went away that day and it never has come back to this day. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we serve an awesome God. But He doesn't play games. And you know, you can forget this nonsense about we're saved by grace so we can just do anything we want to from this day forward. That did not happen. That is not what grace is for. Grace is not for you so you can go out and sin all day, where you can get into bitterness and unforgiveness toward your mate or your children or anything else. Right here, clearly, in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, we are clearly looking at scriptures that were when we didn't do things the way God says, as His children, God got angry, and He expected us to walk holy, does He not? Yes, He expects you and me to walk holy. And then to think of these two children, that Cheryl and I prayed for both of them, and they said that the day they came to the healing school and found out it was their sin that was causing those two children to be like that, they repented and got back into the love walk. In other words, they had fell from grace. But now then when they repented and trusted Jesus to take care of their situation, God forgave them. He kicked out the tormentors, and we put them back where they needed to be in the wall, the line of grace. And so once they repent of that sin, we kick out those devils. We lay hands on those children. Those children, that one, both of them, both. She said both of the children were healed that day when we prayed for them. Not a single problem with either one of them. And then I think about, I've told you the story about, well, years ago, 15, 20 years ago, whenever Cody, a little 9-month-old baby, I mean, his mother was all upset. Nobody could keep this kid. He kicked, he screamed, he knocked, throwed his food down. I mean, he was just a mean little kid, only 9 months old. And when I come home one afternoon, my wife said, "Honey, I thought I could keep any child I ever seen, but said this one, I met my match, said he's more than I can do." And so I said, "Okay," I just turned to the father. And did the father say we could ask for anything as sons? So why don't we do that? Why don't we ask? So I just turned and I said, "Father, in Jesus' name." Of course, I didn't have to remind him I was a son. He knew I'm a son because I knew I'm a son. I said, "What's wrong with Cody, Father?" He said, "Tormenting spirit." I said, "Thank you, Lord." I told Betty, I said, "In the morning when Mama brings Cody, I'll kick that spirit out of him. I know what's wrong with him. The Lord just told me." Did God say we as sons of God could ask for anything? Yes. Sure He did. So we need to ask Him. He'll talk to you. And so anyway, the next morning when Mama brought little Cody, I mean, he was crying and screaming and throwing and kicking and doing all the stuff. And as soon as Mother left, she was crying too. As soon as she left, I walked over there and knelt down beside his little high chair and reached up and grabbed his little shoulders. And I said, "Cody, look at me." And he looked at me and I said, "You tormenting spirit of hell, I command you to come out of Cody and go to the abyss and don't you ever come back. Thank you, Lord. It's done in Jesus' name." I stood up and told Betty, I said, "I guarantee you and Cody will have a great day today." When you do something, you got to do it in faith, nothing wavering. And so I left and went to work, and that night about 7 o'clock, I come back in and Mother had come picked up Cody, and I said, "Well, how's things go with you and Cody?" She said, "You ain't going to believe this." I said, "Yes, I will. I guarantee you and Cody had a great day today, didn't you?" She said, "Honey, it's unbelievable. He was a perfect little boy. He didn't cry, he didn't kick, he didn't scream, he ate, he slept, he's normal." Well, about that time, Mama brought him back on Monday morning when I was up there. She said, "Betty, what did you do to my son?" Betty said, "What do you mean, what did I do?" Said, "Did you give him some medicine? What did you do to him?" Betty said, "No, I would never have given him any medicine without your approval." "Why?" She said, "He was a completely normal little boy. From the time I picked him up Friday afternoon at 6 o'clock until this morning, he's been a perfectly normal little boy." Now, how many people in the church don't believe that their little kids can have demons? And that's what our problem is, demons. And these demons, who sends these demons?
The Lord
does, for some kind of sin. We saw here this case of unforgiveness and bitterness. Because of that, God sent a tormenting spirit to this family, and just like he did to this family. And of course, when I asked him what was wrong, he told me. And when I cast that thing out and he was normal, that next Monday morning when Mama drove off, Betty looked at me and I said, "Honey, why didn't you just tell her I cast a demon out of her son?" She said, "You know, I live with you and I'm not ready for where you live." But she said, "I've never seen anything like this." But you know, that right there is what's wrong with the church. We need to know who we are. We need to know that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And when we read scriptures like Luke 10, 19, and 20, you need to know that scripture. Put Luke 10, 19, and 20 on the board. And let's let everybody see that. Now then, if you're walking in obedience to God's word, this will work for you. If you're not walking in obedience to God's word, this will hurt you. Because the demons of hell, they know when they have legal claim to you. And if you're not getting along with your wife, or you're not getting along with your husband, or you're a mean guy, or whatever, or you're always using foul words and talking about pornography and all the trash of the world, I guarantee this scripture will not work for you. But if you're walking in obedience to God's word, you're a son, a true son, a son that's walking in love with his wife and his children, and with people, and you're treating people with love and respect, then this scripture, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the serpent," or the devil, "and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Is that an awesome scripture? That is an awesome scripture, and according to that scripture, how much power do you have over Satan and his host of demons? All power and all authority. So, can you imagine a teacher having to take care of children that's got demons? Now, if you're a school teacher and you don't know this, you need to learn this. I know that God will do this. I mean, I've seen him do that. When people say, "You know, I don't believe God would do that," I have seen this over and over and over in the scriptures, where when God got angry, he could turn the husband, the wife, or the children over to a tormenting spirit.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "How Do You Get Sick?" or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.